The air was crisp and cold as she walked into the night. She felt it more than others who also were out on the streets, because of the lack of substantial clothing under her long coat. The feel of the cold air rushing up and caressing her bare pussy lips, as they jutted out of the crotchless panties, made her wet, and her own warmth was far more intense than any a bright sunny day could offer her. She walked down the street and smiled at the people as she passed, an old man who leered at her, a sweet grandmotherly old woman who said hello. She smiled at all of them and held in the giggle as her stiff nipples rubbed against the inner lining of her coat, her heavy breasts swaying freely inside the cover of her outer garment. She reached into her pocket and found the remote control there and smiled. As she walked down the stairs to the subway, she refrained from starting yet. She always was so tempted to start too soon, and that just ruined it all in the end. Timing was everything. The train arrived, more or less on time. A little late, but that was okay. The few extra minutes teased her more and heightened her desire. She stepped through the doors as they swished open and people hurried in. The train was not that crowded now. It was well past rush hour, and there were still quite a few people on board. She pressed herself well into the car so that she was surrounded by others, and then let her hand slip back into her pocket again. She felt the cord from the remote running through the small hole in her pocket. She smiled at the man next to her, and he gave her a hungry stare, which she ignored. With a slight twist, she started as the train doors swished closed. The sound of doors masked the muffled buzz as the bullet deep in her pussy at the other end of the remote whirred to life. She bit her lip to avoid a sudden moan as the bullet sent waves of pure pleasure through her body, and she felt her juices begin to flow almost like water. The man next to her was staring at her breasts through her coat, only seeing the vaguest hints of the wonders beneath, but that was enough to hold his attention. Casually, she began to chat with another man about the weather, trying to keep her voice at an even pitch as she cranked the bullet up another notch. He didn't notice any change and continued to talk about the cold. She smiled to herself, knowing how shocked he would be if he knew what she was doing. Very subtly, she loosened her coat sash a bit and allowed the top to open slightly. The man next to her now was able to see the top swell of her bare breasts. He was obviously enjoying the show as he tried to nonchalantly move to a better viewing position. She smiled at his efforts. It was good to be wanted. Turning the bullet up a bit more, she felt her whole body seem to glow with arousal. She could feel the juices dripping from her pussy as she stood there talking with this man, the buzzing lost in the motion of the train and the sound of the crowd. No one suspected anything. She felt a hand on her ass, a casual brush against her that was a hidden grope. She allowed it, and then when the hand brushed against her again, she pressed back into it slightly. The hand was confused as she almost imperceptibly ground her ass against it. Whatever man had tried for a quick feel was suddenly quite unsure. He obviously hadn't expected her to respond in this way. The hand faltered, and then the fingers squeezed her as he grew bolder. It was okay. She wanted it. He began to grab her ass quietly and feel her through the heavy coat. She allowed the sash to loosen more, and the man watching her could now see a good portion of her breasts, their heavy form almost revealed, but hidden enough to drive him mad to try and see the rest. He was licking his lips as he gazed at her, a hungry look in his eyes, told her he was really enjoying the show. She cranked the bullet full force, and it vibrated deep in her pussy with such force she could barely stand, let alone talk anymore. The man chatting took it as a sign that the conversation wasn't interesting to her anymore and tried to change subjects. She smiled at him and nodded as he droned on about something that she didn't even hear. Her pussy ached as she neared her orgasm. Her juices dripped down and wet her stockings. She concentrated on keeping her breathing relaxed and not moaning as he talked. The man behind her grew bolder, and his fingers played with her ass through her coat, spreading her cheeks and squeezing her. As he pushed back against his hand, the man found the slit in the back of her coat and tentatively brushed his fingers against her bare ass. His fingers sliding into her tight ass, he began to finger her. He didn't even try and play with her pussy. He was definitely an ass man all the way. She knew he was most likely jacking off, too, under his coat, and she loved that. A little hidden orgy on the train. She let her sash go nearly undone. It was actually too much. The man chatting with her saw she was nude, or nearly nude, under her coat, and the gazer saw her breasts in their near full glory. They knew she was naked under there. They knew she was getting off. She couldn't hide it anymore. She bit her lip as the bullet sent continuous waves of pleasure through her, and her body tensed in an orgasm. She finally gave up hiding it as they pulled into the next stop and moaned out loud. The entire car turned and looked at her as she began to shake and pant as her orgasm rocketed through her. Her juices dripped down her legs and she felt wet to the knees. She let out one more great moan, and the man behind her slid his finger out of her ass. The car groaned to a halt, and the passengers all stared at her. Quickly grabbing her coat, she flashed her breasts once more to the gazer, and then pulled it closed. They tried to push in close to her, but she slipped away as the door swished open. Stepping out onto the platform, she reached into her pocket and clicked the bullet off. Several men followed her out of the car, but soon turned their back as she was greeted by her husband, a huge man standing waiting for her. She stepped up and kissed him passionately, and he slid an arm around her waist. They walked up the platform stairs together, never giving a backward glance to the men watching her leave. He asked her why she was shaking. She told him that she was cold. He nodded in understanding. "You know we could afford another car and parking fees. It would be safer," he said to her in concern. "No, honey, don't be silly. I am just fine taking the train," she said and smiled at him. He shrugged and gave her a kiss, and they walked off together towards home. He never could understand why she liked taking the subway all these years.